This week, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, finalised a new plan for tackling climate change. It's been in the works for weeks, if not months, with the aim of improving Australia's emission reduction targets. But none of it has been made public yet, and it's not clear if it has the support of government MPs. For more, I spoke to our political reporter, Melissa Clark, in Canberra. Mel, what's the process from here? How does Scott Morrison get agreement on this plan?
So he's taken the plan to Cabinet, and Cabinet ministers have already had a chance to look at it, though it's certainly not something that's been agreed by Cabinet with its Liberal and National members. But now the plan goes to Nationals MPs and senators, and they'll have a formal meeting on Sunday to really consider this in detail and potentially push back on some elements if there are parts they're not happy with, or seek more information if they're looking for more detail. But effectively what the Prime Minister is hoping is that the Nationals will come to some kind of agreement on this before the Liberal and National Party rooms meet together on Tuesday, as they normally do for Parliament. He would like it to be approved by the coalition as a whole and by Cabinet early next week. And that would mean he could then get on and plan an attendance at the Glasgow International Talks. But before that, there's still a lot to go. There's a lot of detail for the Nationals MPs to go through, given that they've raised all sorts of issues with their concerns about both short and long-term emissions reductions target. And look, we don't know what those details are at the moment. They're being kept pretty close to chests at the moment. So we'll have to see what comes with both emissions reduction targets, potential industry support, what it might mean for financing. These are all things we'll have to wait and see.
And what if they can't reach an agreement? What happens then?
It's certainly a possibility. And we know that getting a unanimous support for any climate policy is nigh on impossible. It certainly has been over the last decade or so of Australian politics. But there should be a chance for consensus. And that's ultimately what Scott Morrison, as the leader of the Liberal Party, and what Barnaby Joyce, as leader of the Nationals, will need to look at, is getting a broad consensus and no doubt having to deal with some level of dissent from those who won't be able to agree. Now, that could drag out the process a little, and that will just make it more uncomfortable for Scott Morrison if that does happen. But at the moment, the Liberal Party is trying to give the Nationals as much space as possible to thrash out their concerns. And we've heard the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, today tell Channel 9 that they feel that it's important to give the Nationals time and space to figure out whether or not they feel this will be the right plan for their constituents.
We'll get the balance right. I think that we can arrive at an agreement and, you know, this will happen over the next few days, but I think it's incredibly important that the Nats are allowed to have their party room to discuss it, to air all of these issues.
That's the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, and before him, our political reporter in Canberra, Melissa Clark.